大知音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的贡献者，大家早上好。今天是2019年4月24日，星期三。我们今天又非常的荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的 Rada 长跑步，为我们继续讲述今天的 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经。敬请聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 16 The Lord's Attempt to Go to Vrindavan
阅读 from 从 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经 Madhya Lila 第十六章主企图前往文达文。
十五 ，Chapter 16。
Chapter 16，Yes， 第十六章。
Okay， so we continue hearing the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveling towards Bengal。
我们今天继续聆听主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 前往孟加拉的逍遥时光。
So many things happen on the way.
在这一路上发生了好多的事儿。
The way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling is very unusual.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他这一路的旅行是非常的非同一般的。
Because even though he is a very simple young sannyasi, he has a huge impact on people's lives.
虽然说他是一位非常年轻的 sannyasi, 但是他对人们的生活呢却有巨大的影响。
Sannyasis by nature, because they are actually the spiritual master of society, they attract attention.
因为 sannyasi, 他们的本性就是他们所居在的这个社区里面的灵性导师，所以说呢，他们就会具有吸引力。
Because they represent the Supreme Lord, they represent knowledge, they represent freedom.
因为他们所代表的是主，他们代表的是知识，他们代表的是自由。
But this was no ordinary sannyasi.
但是这位可不是一位普通的 sannyasi。
This was the supreme personality of Godhead in the guise of a sannyasi。
他是一位装扮成 sannyasi 的至尊人格守神。
So whoever met him became instantly attracted。
所以任何一位遇到他的人都会立刻的被他所吸引。
And what is so special about this?
那么这有什么可特别的呢?
Because there are all sorts of sannyasis.
因为有各种各样的 sannyasi.
For example, there are Mayavadi sannyasis, impersonalists.
比如说有一些 Mayavadi sannyasi, 他们是非人格的。
They attract some kind of people.
对呢，他们会吸引某些人。
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted anyone and everyone.
但是呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他会接受所有人。
Because his only objective was to give love for Krishna, and he gave love for Krishna without any condition.
因为他唯一的目的就是为了要把 Krishna 的爱给予出来，而且呢，他是不含任何条件的去给予这份爱的。
So,He didn't care whether one is a king, one is a a farmer, one is a villager, one is a very fallen person, one is a brahmana. He did not look at these external denominations.
所以说呢，他就不会去看这个人外在所处在的状态，无论这个人是一位国王，还是一位婆罗门，还是一位农夫，或者是一位村人，或者是一个非常堕落的人，他都无所谓。
Even people who had other faiths, like the Muslims.
即便是人们有其他的信仰，比如说像穆斯林。
So everyone was attracted to him.
所以呢，所有的人都会被他所吸引。
So it's interesting because in English we have two kinds of sayings. One saying is how the snow, when it rolls, it gathers more and more snow until it becomes a very big ball of snow.
那比如说呢，我们有两种情景，一种呢，就是比如说在这个下雪的时候，这个雪呢就越下越大，越下越大，直到这个雪呢可以滚出一个雪球。
And then there's another thing that explained that certain kind of earth does not gather anything at all.
那么还有另外一种状态呢，就是有一种土，那么这种土呢是完全不可能被捏在一起的。
But with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was more like the snowball.
但是主持他念马哈帕布他呢就更像是那个雪球。
Wherever he went, there were more and more people following him.
所以无论他去到哪里都会有越来越多的人追随他。
And when he left Jagannath Puri, he was accompanied by his very close associates.
当他离开 Jagannath Puri 的时候呢他是由他非常亲密的同游陪在一起的。
Including the king, including Ramananda Roy, including Gadadhar Pandit.
包括国王，包括 Ramananda Roy， 还有 Gadadhar Pandit.
But they all had to go back to their daily lives.
但是呢，他们都必须要回到他们自己正常的生活中。
They all had to go back to their duties.
他们必须要去继续履行他们自己应该尽的职责。
But the crowd kept going with Lord Chaitanya.
但是呢这些聚众的人们却继续地和主持坦尼亚马哈帕布前行。
And gradually, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would enter a village, everyone would come to see him, but not just a few, we're talking thousands of people.
所以慢慢的当主持坦尼亚马哈帕布进到一个村子里的时候呢就会吸引所有的人都会去拜见他。我们这里面可不是说的是几个人而说的是成千上万的人。
Because the people understood that if I just find myself in the presence of such a personality, I will obtain the highest goal of life.
因为人们都理解，如果我要是能够让自己和这样一位非常崇高的人物待在一起的话，那么我呢就能够被提升到一个更高的境界。
And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions in another chapter that during the time of Lord Chaitanya, there were people who were living everywhere. But among these people were all sorts of demigods, mystic yogis, people who had accumulated pious activities until the day came when they find themselves face to face with Lord Chaitanya.
那么 Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 在另外一章里面就讲到了，他说这些人们呢，他们会这个四处的居住，他们会任何地方都会去。但是呢，比如说像这些这个圣人们呢，或者是像这些半圣人们呢，他们发现他们只有积攒到足够的这些这个虔诚的活动的时候，他们才有可能得到一个和主持坦尼亚马哈帕布相面的一个机会。
They have taken birth.In different families, in different places, waiting for that day when they would meet Lord Chaitanya, and that would be the end of their spiritual journey, and they would be ready to go back to Krishna.
所以呢，他们就必须要投生在不同的家庭里面，不同的通过不同的这种投生，在那个地方去等着主持坦尼亚马哈帕布的前来。那么，当他们见到了主持坦尼亚马哈帕布的时候呢，也就意味着。他们的这个灵性的旅程就达到结束了，他们就可以回到守神的身边去了。
So it was not by chance that people met Lord Chaitanya. It was destiny. The time had come for them to meet with him.
所以说呢，人们能够见到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 这并不是一个随便发生的事情，而是这是他们的命运的归途，他们本来就应该要见到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 了。
And it's important to understand this point because we are in the same situation.
那么我们要非常的，这是对于我们来说很重要要理解的一点，就是因为我们也处在同样的状态。
We should never think that, oh, I was just lucky that I got a book.
幸运，所以说呢，我就遇到了奉献者。我比较幸运，所以说呢，我就得到了一本书。
Srila Prabhupada explains in many places in devotional service to Krishna, unless we have already.
Srila Prabhupada 他就多次的给我们解释，除非我们在之前的这个生命中已经开始从事了奉献服务，否则的话，我们是不可能一下子就遇到奉献者，然后开始我们的奉献服务的生活的。
And there is a big difference between performing, for example, good deeds, performing pious activities, doing some good work.
嗯，那么 and
Sorry, yes, and actually performing service to Krishna or Krishna's devotees.
嗯，那么一个是做好事，另外一个呢是为这个 Krishna 和 Krishna 的奉献者做服务，这两件事情之间是有非常巨大的区别的。
The process of performing good work, good activities, pious deeds is good and it makes one progress, but it's very slow.
嗯，那么一个人能够去做好事，能够去从事一些好的这些活动，这是非常好的。但是这种进程的程序是非常的缓慢的。
And especially it does not guarantee getting rid of the reaction of sinful activities. To get rid, to clean oneself from sinful activities.
Okay. 而且呢，他也不能够保证一个人他能够清理掉他自己的这个罪恶的活动的反应。
And that's the difference between that and performing devotional service.
那么这个呢，就是和去从事奉献服务之间的区别。
And Krishna makes this very clear in the Bhagavad Gita.
那么 Krishna 呢，在《薄伽梵歌》里面对这一点呢，就进行了非常的清晰的陈述。
That those who have performed pious, when he says pious activities, he means that.Those who have already started the process of devotional service, who are free from sinful activities, they come to me with determination.
嗯，他说呢，就是那些已经摆脱了他们的罪恶活动的那些虔诚之士，他们是会怀着巨大的决心来到我的面前的。
And this is how we understand, because sometimes devotees are confused. Oh, we're distributing so many books, so much prasadam, we make people chant.But how many people actually come to Krishna consciousness?
那么有的时候呢，奉献者就会感到非常的困惑，就觉得啊，我们都已经派发了这么多的书籍，我们派发了这么多的 prasadam， 我们让这么多人都开始唱诵，可是我们能让多少人能够进入到 Krishna 知觉中来呢
？Yes, people chant. Yes, people take a book and may even read it. Yes, people take prasadam, but their time has not come yet.
的确，人们在唱诵，而且人们也拿了一本书，他甚至于会看这本书，然后人们也会得到 prasadam， 但是呢，他们的这个时机还没有到。
And that is the essence of the Sankirtan movement is devotees make people's lives auspicious by introducing them to Krishna consciousness in one way or another.
那么这个 Sankirtan 运动它的核心也就在于它通过把 Krishna 知觉这件事情通过各种各样的方式介绍给人们而使人们的生活变得吉祥。
So, our situation is that it's not that we are lucky, is that we have accumulated enough devotional credit so that now we are engaged in the process.
那么我们的状态就是我们不仅仅是非常的幸运，而且呢就是因为我们已经积攒了足够的这些奉献的虔诚的活动， 而导致了我们现在可以进入到奉献服务的程序之中。
And the same goes with Krishna's pastimes.
那在 Krishna 的逍遥时光中呢，也是如此。
There were many demigods who took birth to take part in Krishna's Vrindavan pastime, Dwarka pastime, Vaikuntha pastime. Their time has come. They qualify. Now I can be with Krishna face to face.
那么有些这个奉献就是这个半神人们呢，他们在Krishna 的逍遥时光中，在他们的Dwarka 的逍遥时光中，还有就是 Dwarka pastime and
Vaikuntha。
还有就是 Vaikuntha 的这些逍遥时光中都已经投生了。那么经过这些投生的这个积攒以后呢，现在就到了他们可以和 Krishna 面对面的时候了。
So, you know, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of very simple everyday stories.
但是这个在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面呢，有很多非常的简单的故事。
But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami supports those very simple stories with very heavy philosophy of Krishna consciousness.
但是呢 ，Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 呢，却把这些故事融入进了非常的深刻的哲学的理念之中。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is now getting closer and closer to.Navadvip.
所以现在呢，主柴坦尼亚马哈帕布呢，就离纳瓦迪普越来越近了。
And it is just amazing what is going to happen.
那么马上要发生的这个事情呢，实在是太令人惊叹了。
So we'll find out next week.
啊，所以我们下一周再接着讲，都发生了一些什么样的事情。
No, we'll find out now. Okay. Okay, so first Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrives at the town of Panihati.
那么首先呢Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢他就来到了一个叫 Panihati 的城里面。
Panihati is very famous.
那 Panihati 呢是一个非常著名的城市。
It's on the bank of the Ganges.
它是位于恒河的岸边。
And in Panihati, a very special pastime took place.
那么在 Panihati 呢，就发生了一个非常特别的逍遥时光。
That is where Raghunath Das Goswami organized a huge feast for all the devotees.
那么就在这个地方呢 ，Raghunath Das Goswami 为奉献者们安排了一顿非常大的一个美餐。
Not at that time, he did it later.
但是并不是在这个时候，是后来他才做的。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrives in Panihati, and when he arrives there, the devotees recognize him, because it's not far from Navadvip. Devotees recognize him, and then the word begins to spread.
因为 Panihati 离 Navadvip 并不远，所以说呢，当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 进入到 Panihati 的时候呢，所有人全部都认出他来了。当认出他来以后呢，这个消息可就传开了。
Now try to imagine, there's no phone, there's no WeChat, there's no QQ, there's no YY.
那我们来想象一下啊，当时没有手机，没有微信，也没有 QQ, 也没有 YY.
There's no WhatsApp, there's no Facebook.
当时 WhatsApp, Facebook 这些平台也都没有。
Nothing of this.People find out Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in town and then they run everywhere, but not just in the town. They start going to all the other villages.
所以说在没有这些通讯工具的情况下，人们也都知道了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 现在来到了城里面。所以说呢，大家就奔走相告的来见他，而且不仅仅是 Panihati 一个城里面，就是所有的其他的村落里面的人们也都全都来了。
This reminds me of two things. One thing is during the Gaur Mandala Parikram every year, the devotees, they go to very small villages, but they house.
让我想起两件事，其中一个是这个 Gaur Mandala Parikram, 每年的时候呢，奉献者都会去到这个小的这些村落里面，而且呢是有成千上万的人。
And all the villagers come out of their homes, they offer flowers, they offer obeisances.
而且呢，在这个当奉献者一去了以后呢，所有的这些村落里面的这些居民们，他们全都会从家里面出来，来供奉花朵，还有呢，向奉献者顶拜。
And not only that, but it's a huge sensation because it's all foreigners.
不仅如此，而且呢，这也是一个非常It's a huge sensation.
It's a big excitement.
Okay. 那么这个呢，其实就是环境非就是这种当时的这种场面是非常的热烈的，令人激动的，因为这些奉献者都是外国人。
So you can just picture Lord Chaitanya walking with thousands of people behind him, and everyone coming out of their homes to greet him.
所以呢，我们现在可以想象一个图景，朱柴泰尼亚马哈帕布的身后呢，跟着成千上万的人，然后所有的人呢，都从他们的家里面出来，欢迎他，迎接他。
So in that town there was one pure devotee. His name was Raghava Pandit.
那么当时呢，在这个城市里面呢，就有一个纯粹的奉献者，他的名字叫 Raghava Pandit.
So Raghava Pandit, he grabbed Lord Chaitanya and took him to his home.
所以 Raghava Pandit 一下就抓住了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 把他请到了自己的家里面。
And Raghava Pandit is famous for one thing.
那么 Raghava Pandit 呢，他有一件事情是让他非常的著称的。
Every year, him and his sister, they go to Jagannath Puri and they bring cartloads of Mahaprasadam for Lord Chaitanya.
每年他和他的妹妹都会去到 Jagannath Puri, 然后呢为主 Jagannath 带来大车的 Mahaprasadam.
So Lord Chaitanya spent the night at his home.
所以主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢那天晚上就在他家里面休息了。
And the next day he went to someone else's home.
然后第二天呢他又去了另外一个人的家里。
In another village.
去到另外一个村子里面的另外一个人的家里。
And he went to visit Srivas Thakur.
他就去拜见了，他就去拜访了 Srivas Thakur.
Srivas Thakur is one of the Panchatattva members.
那么 Srivas Thakur 呢，他是五圣体之一。
And it's at the home of Srivas Thakur that the Sankirtan movement started. It's in his home where the Sankirtan movement started is.Just after the place of Lord Chaitanya's appearance.
那么这个Srivas Thakur 的这个家呢，也就是 Sankirtan 运动的发源地。那么就在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 显现没多久，他的这个家里面就开始了这个 Sankirtan 的运动。
But where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, it's not where Srivas Thakur used to live. It's another village.
那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他现在去的 Srivas 的家呢并不是 Srivas 之前住的那个家这是在另外一个村子里面。
And there's a good reason why Srivas Thakur moved to another village.
那么Srivas Thakur 他为什么要搬到另外一个村子里面是有原因的。
It's because after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and left Navadvip to go to Puri, Srivas Thakur could notstay there anymore because it was too many memories, the feeling of separation was too strong, so he changed village and started a new life.
因为当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 成为了 Sanyasi, 然后从 Navadvip 搬出来搬到 Jagannath Puri 之后呢 Srivas Thakur 呢他就实在是太这个思念主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 而且呢就在他的这个 Navadvip 的这个家里面有太多的之前的和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在一起的这些痕迹，所以他实在受不了了，他就只能够搬到另外一个村子里面。
Like sometime a family member will leave their bodies in a house, and after they leave their bodies, the family move to another house because there are too many memories.
就比如说一个家庭里面的一个家庭成员在家中去世了。那么在他去世以后呢，由于这个家里面有太多的关于他的记忆，而使得这个家庭呢，他就必须要搬到另外一个地方去住，不能住在这边了。
Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, actually, Srila Prabhupada is giving a reference here of what actually happened in some villages.
Srila Prabhupada 在这里面呢就给了我们一些信息来告诉我们就在这些村子里面都发生了一些什么事情。
And he is referring to the Chaitanya Bhagavat.
那他在这里面呢是参考的是 Chaitanya Bhagavat 中的说法。
To give us an idea of actually what was taking place when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived in a village.
然后这里面就告诉了我们当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 进入村子里面的时候会发生些什么。
There were so many people, and they all wanted to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even to have a glance of him and just chant Hare Krishna.
那么这里有很多很多的人，那么这些人呢，他们哪怕就只想见一眼主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 得到就是看他一眼，然后呢就在那儿唱这个 Hare Krishna 的圣名。
Then it is explained that there was such a crowd that people could not even walk.
他这里面还解释了，就是人群是非常的拥挤的，大家连走都走不了，动都动不了。
And they had to clear the jungle to make space for people.
他们必须要把这个树给砍掉，然后呢，这样才能够让人有更多的地方。
And they had to make new roads so people could access just to see Lord Chaitanya.
然后还得必须得开出新的路，然后这样的话呢，才能够使人有道走，就是为了去看一眼主 Chaitanya。
And many people came by boat also.
而且有很多人呢是坐着船来的。
Then this is extraordinary because it is also mentioned that there were so many people who wanted to catch the boat that not everybody could get on the boat, but somehow other people crossed the river.Whether they went by swimming and even by walking on water.
那么这个情景呢也是非常的这个非同凡响的，就是所有的人呢都想要上船，但是船上的位置呢又没有那么多，但是最后呢人们还是设法过河了，有的呢是通过游泳过河，还有的人呢就干脆是就是涉水徒步过河的。
SoChaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, he was happy to see people, but it was a bit too much for him.
虽然 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他挺喜欢看见这些人的，但这对于他来说呢，也太大的，就是太多了。
But it was, he could not avoid it. He left that house secretly at night. He went to another village. There was the same crowd waiting for him.
所以他，但是呢，他又没有办法避免，所以那天晚上的时候，他就悄悄地离开了这个村庄。去到另外一个村子，可是另外一个村子呢，情况也是一样，有很多很多的人都在那儿等着他。
And we have to understand the nature of the people. They were so excited that they used to hug each other, pay obeisances to each other, embrace each other.
那我们要知道，就是人他所处在的这种本性，就是非常的兴奋和激动的，而且呢，他们见到彼此的时候呢，是喜欢相互的拥抱，然后喜欢相互的这个顶拜的。
This is how we should feel when we see other devotees.
所以说，当我们见到其他的奉献者的时候呢，我们也应该是这样的感受。
So gradually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made his way to Navadvip.
对，慢慢的，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就向Navadvip 走去了。
And he began to stay in different people's homes, different devotees' homes.
他开始呢，就住在不同的奉献者的家里面。
But again, there was such a big crowd.
但是呢，依然还是有很多人。
I mean, it's quite amazing to actually try to understand what was going on.
事实上，我们现在试着去理解这样发生的这个事情，也是很令人惊叹的。
Now, remember that the reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas is because there were a whole class of people.Were actually quite offensive.
我们还要记得，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之所以变为 sannyasi 的原因，是因为有一个阶层的人，他们是非常的具有冒犯性的。
Because don't forget that Navadvip was not the center of Vaishnavism. Navadvip was center of Mayavadis.
我们可要记得，Navadvip 它并不是 Vaishnavism 的，就是 Vaishnava 宗的中心，而是 Mayavadi 的中心。
So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Nimai, began to unfold his pastimes, it became very, very strange to many people who became upset and made many offenses.
You mean many people make many offenses?
Yeah.
Okay. 所以说呢，当尼麦他刚刚开始去慢慢一点点揭示他的消失光的时候呢。 那么他的这种这个行为举止呢是很奇怪的，使得很多人都不懂，然后呢，很多人就做出了很多的冒犯。And
some made offenses to Lord Chaitanya directly, and some made offenses to Chaitanya's associates.
那么有些人呢就直接的冒犯了主 Chaitanya, 那另外一些人呢是冒犯了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的同游。
So just like Krishna says, I don't take personally offenses to me, but I take it very seriously when someone offends my devotee.
就像 Krishna 他说的，就是如果要是人们对我有冒犯的话呢，我倒不在乎，无所谓。但是如果要是有人冒犯了我的奉献者的话，那这就是一件非常大的冒犯了。
So the return of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to Navadvip was an opportunity for people to clean themselves, and they realize this is not an ordinary person. I have made some big mistake in the past.
所以说呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 回到 Navadvip, 也就是给人们一个机会，让大家能够有机会去这个清理自己。然后呢，要知道这可不是一位普通的人物。那之前呢，我是做了错事的。So
we also learn something very important from this.
那么在这个地方呢，我们也学到了一些非常重要的点。We
may commit offenses knowingly or unknowingly.
那我们也许可能是在知晓或者不知晓的状态下做出了冒犯。We
may make mistakes knowingly or unknowingly.
我们也许是在知晓或不知晓的状态下去犯了错误。But
if we come forward and admit it, then mercy begins to flow.
但是如果我们要是面对错误并且承认错误的话，那么这个仁慈也就来了。So
these people who were, as it's written here, offenders and sinners, they run towards Lord Chaitanya. They realize, I need to be forgiven. I need to get purified.
那么在这个地方原话就是说，这些冒犯者，这些罪人们。 他们意识到他们要来到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的面前，然后呢去更正自己的错误，并且呢去得到净化。So
then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at the house of Advaita Acharya.
然后呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就来到了 Advaita Acharya 的家里面。And
this is where Mother Sachi came to see her son again.
那这也就是Sachi妈妈再一次见到她儿子的地方。When
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he went to the house of Advaita Acharya, and his mother came to see him.
当主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 接受 sannyasi 的时候呢，他来到了 Advaita Acharya的家里面，那他妈妈呢也来看望他。And
now she's coming to see him again for the second time.
那么现在，at the same place
at the house of Advaita Acharya.
那么现在呢，是妈妈来到同样的这个地方 ，Advaita Acharya的家里面来第二次看望他。So
you can imagine how happy she was to see her son.
那我们可以想象一下，她看到她的儿子是多么的开心。And
obviously she cooked for him.
那显然她为她的儿子做饭了。And
after staying there for a few days, Lord Chaitanya went to a town called Ramkeli.
在这个地方住了几天之后呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就去到了一个叫 Ramkeli 的城里面。
Not Danakeli, Ramkeli.
不是Danakeli, 是Ramkeli.
So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami does not speak much about this, but actually something very, very significant took place there.
虽然说Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami并没有在这个地方着重很多的笔墨，但是在这个地方呢，却发生了很重要的事情。And
I'll speak short, in a little while, I'll speak shortly about this. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Ramkeli, then he came back to Shantipur at the house of Advaita Acharya, and he stayed there for 10 days.
我一会儿呢再讲那件事情啊、那我现在接着讲，就是朱彻坦尼亚马哈帕布呢，他来到了山提普尔，然后呢，待在了阿杜特尔查瑞的家里面，并且在这儿呢住了几天。
But, what actually happened when Lord Chaitanya went to Ramkeli is that for the very first time, he met with the two brothers Rupa and Sanatan.
在 Ramkeli 发生了什么事情呢？就是朱彻坦尼亚马哈帕布他在这里面第一次见到了 Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatana Goswami 两兄弟。
That is the first time they met with Lord Chaitanya. They surrendered their lives to him. He gave them a spiritual name and initiation on the spot.
嗯，那这也就是两兄弟第一次见到了他们，然后见到了主，并且呢，他们皈依了主，然后主呢也就启迪了他们，给了他们灵性的名字。
And this is described in another chapter. But Sanatan Goswami told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu something very significant, which I will share with you later on in this class.
那么这个的细节呢是在另外一章里面记述的。但是在这个时候呢 ，Sanatan Goswami 呢就和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说了一些非常重要的话。那么在今天这节讲课的稍微等一会儿呢，我会和大家来分享这一段事情。
Okay, so then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again came back to Shantipur.
然后主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他又一次回到了山提普尔。
And at that point, the young man or even young boy named Raghunath came to see Lord Chaitanya.
此时呢，一位年轻人或者说是一个小男孩 Raghunath。前来见朱彻坦尼亚了。
So Raghunath was the son of a very exalted Vaishnav Brahmana named Govardhan.
那么 Raghunath 呢，他是一位非常崇高的Vaishnav 奉献者，名叫 Govardhan 的人，Govardhan 的儿子。
And Govardhan had a brother, his name was Hiranya.
那么 Govardhan 还有一个弟弟，他的名字叫 Hiranya。
Now these were very, very pious brahmanas.
那他们呢是非常虔诚的婆罗门。
But not only that, they were extremely wealthy.
而且不仅如此，他们非常的富有。
They had millions and millions of RMB in their possessions.
所以呢，他们就是拥有很多很多的财富，有这个好几百万，相当于人民币的价值的钱。
And they had a very close relationship with Advaita Acharya.
而且呢，他们和 Advaita Acharya 之间呢有非常亲密的关系。
And because they were so pious, what they used to do is every year they would donate, they would make big donations to the Brahmin community of Navadvip.
因为他们非常的虔诚，所以他们每年呢都会为这个 Navadvip 的 Brahma 的社团提供很多的布施。
So.Prabhupada is explaining, now this is something very, very interesting that I'm going to share with you.
那么现在呢有一些非常的有意思的一些事情呢我会和大家来进行分享。
Because there was a community of very wealthy people. You have to understand that Bengal was the wealthiest state of India.
首先呢我们要理解的就是孟加拉邦呢是印度最富有的邦。那么这个地方非常富有的社区
and also very rich in culture,
而且这里面呢也是蕴含着丰富的文化
and communities they've always existed even to this day they still exist
所以就这些社团呢即便到今天依然还是存在的
Prabhupada gives a lot of details about this situation, but at the time of Lord Chaitanya, there was this big community of traders who used to make a lot of money.
所以说说话话呢就对这种情景给了非常细致的描述。但是在当时那个时候呢是有这个关于交易者的这样的这个社团，那么他们呢就从这个交易里面呢就赚到很多的钱。
But they were not like greedy people. They were very pious. They used to distribute wealth. They used to help people. They used to engage in deity worship. They did not misspend or become very greedy like materialistic people.
但是呢，他们是非常的虔诚的，他们不会像这些物质主义者那样变得非常的贪婪。所以说呢，他们会给予很多的布施，而且呢，他们会从事很多虔诚的活动，他们也会进行神像的崇拜。
And many of them were actually exalted Vaishnavas. They were, very advanced devotees of Krishna.
而且很多人呢都是虔诚的 Vaishnava，而且呢是主 Krishna 的很高深的奉献者。
And now here is something interesting. There was a very, there was a follower of Lord Nityananda who used to live in that community also.
那这有一个非常有意思的事情发生了。主 Nityananda 有一位追随者，他之前呢也是住在这个社团里面的。
His name was Udarandatta.
他的名字叫 Udarandatta。
And Udarandatta was famous for trading with many people in Bengal and outside Bengal.
那 Udarandatta 呢，他就和这个孟加拉内外的人都有很多的这个生意上的交往。
And he was a very close associate of Lord Nityananda in terms of being an eternal associate of Lord Nityananda.
他事实上呢是主 Nityananda 的永恒的同游，所以说他和主 Nityananda 非常的亲近。
Now, Prabhupada explains that the descendant of this great Vaishnava, you trace it down over time, and you end up with the family line of Srila Prabhupada.
Who said that? Sorry, who said that?
Udarandat.
No, yeah, okay, I got it, I understand. 就是说呢，这个如果就非常有意思的，我们去追溯所有这些这个崇高的这些奉献者他们的这个家谱的话，所有的这些人的这个家谱，他最后呢都是和舍拉帕帕的这个家庭实际上是有联系的。
And Prabhupada gives the details how there was one community after another community, and then later on they moved to Calcutta, they stayed together, and there were only two families left connected to that lineage, and Prabhupada was one of the family members.
然后舒尔爸爸就解释说，就是这些社团，他们就是社团里面的人，他们如何从一个社团移到另外一个社团，然后最后呢，他们就来到了这个加尔各答，然后最后这些人呢，他们就最后就剩下这两个家庭了。那么这两个家庭呢，舒尔爸爸就其中就来自于其中的一个家庭里面的一个成员。
So from this big community of very wealthy people, Govardhan and Hiranya were the most wealthy.
那所以说，在所有的这些社团里面呢，戈尔旦和尼兰尼亚他们是最富有的。
And that's from this family that Raghunath Das Goswami was born.
那么，Raghunath Das Goswami 他就是出生在这样的一个家庭里面。
But at that time he was just a young boy.
但是在当时那个时候呢，他只是一个小男孩。
But he was so attracted to Lord Chaitanya that he asked his father, please let me go and see Lord Chaitanya.
但是呢，他太被主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所吸引了，所以呢，他就请求他的父亲让他去见主 Chaitanya。
Raghunath Das had absolutely no interest in becoming a wealthy person, becoming famous, becoming knowledgeable, having material desires. He was just so renounced, even when he was a teenager.
那么，Raghunath Das Goswami 他还是一个少年的时候呢，他就非常的气绝，他对于财富啊，对于声名啊，还有对于知识啊，完全没有兴趣。
So his father gave him permission. He went to see Lord Chaitanya. He bowed down at his feet, and Lord Chaitanya put his feet on his head.
那么他的父亲呢就同意他去见主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 了。所以呢，他就来到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的面前，他向主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 顶拜，然后主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就把他的莲花足放到了他的头上。
So he became very dear to the devotees. Advaitacharya looked after him very nicely, and Raghunath Das stayed for quite a few days in the association of Advaita Acharya and Lord Chaitanya.
那这个 Raghunath Das Goswami 呢就很被这些奉献者喜欢，所以说呢 Advaita Acharya 呢也很好的照顾他。那么Raghunath Das Goswami 就和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 还有 Advaita Acharya 呢就一块过了好几天。And
then one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided, I'm going back to Jagannath Puri. Goodbye.
然后有一天呢, 主持人的妈妈妈妈呢, 他就决定了, 说我现在要回Jagannath的Puri了, 再见。
Raghunath Das looked at Lord Chaitanya leaving and said, what's going on here? I came here to take shelter, and now you are leaving me.
然后呢, Raghunath Goswami呢, 就看着整个这个情形, 就想, 这发生了什么事情啊? 我是来这儿来求得您的庇护的, 可是您现在要弃我而去了。
So he fell unconscious, but Lord Chaitanya kept walking.
所以呢，他就晕了过去。可是主持人丹尼马哈巴布呢，尽顾自的向前走着。Now,
listen attentively to what's going to happen, because this is very, very important.
对，请大家要非常的专注的听现在发生了什么事情，因为这是非常重要的。Because
Raghunath Das, even though he was a teenager, He wanted so badly to be with Lord Chaitanya, he kept running away from his home all the time. And his father used to bring him back all the time.
因为Raghunath Das Goswami此时虽然还是一个少年,但是呢,他实在是太想和主持人Mahaprabhu在一起了。所以说呢,他就一次一次的逃离家庭去找主持人Mahaprabhu,而且呢,他的父亲要一次又一次的要把他抓回来。
His father, he had 5 bodyguards day and night, and then he had 4 servants looking after him, cooking for him, doing everything he needs as long as he doesn't leave the house.
那么当时的这种状况就是只要让Goswami待在家里面，那么他的这个四个仆人呢，就贴身的照顾他，为他做饭，为他这个做身边所有需要做的事情。 然后他的父亲呢，还安排了5个保镖来看管他。So
Raghunath had 11 people with him day and night, and that made him very unhappy because all he had in mind is, let me go to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Chaitanya.
那么所以呢 ，Raghunath Goswami 呢，身边围绕着11个人，日夜都跟他在一起，这就让他感到非常的不舒服了。因为他脑子里面他想的唯一的一件事情就是想着什么时候能够去。
So when finally Raghunath got permission from his father to go and see Lord Chaitanya at the house of Advaita Acharya, he was really, really happy. He said, that's it. I'm not going home again.
所以说呢,当 Raghunath Das Goswami 终于得到了父亲的允许, 能够到 Advaita Acharya的家里面去见主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的时候, 那他一下子就觉得 哦，好了，这次我一定得出来了，我可再也不回家了。So
Raghunath told his father, please let me go to see Lord Chaitanya. If you do not, I won't be able to stay alive.
所以 Raghunath Das Goswami 就求他的父亲说，求你了，求你让我去见主 Chaitanya 吧，因为如果你要不让我去的话，我也活不下去了。But
he still allowed him to go accompanied by many bodyguards.
但是呢，父亲虽然同意他去了，可是 是让一群这个保镖陪着他一起去的。So
for 7 days, Raghunath Das got the association, very intimate association of Lord Chaitanya, and he during those days he was thinking to himself.
那么 Raghunath Das Goswami 呢和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一起度过了7天非常的亲密的时光。 而在这些天里面呢，他自己思忖着。He
was thinking, now this is the perfect opportunity for me to run away and go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to Jagannath Puri.
他说呢，这是一个非常的完美的一个时机，能够让我逃跑，然后呢，和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一起去到 Jagannath Puri.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exactly what was in the mind of Raghunath Das.
那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢, 因为他是主, 他是居住于在每个人的心里面的, 所以说 Raghunath Das Goswami 内心的想法, 他是非常的明确的。Now
listen carefully.
那现在请大家仔细听。
You may remember the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who went to the village and he met the Koma Brahmana.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他见到了一个村子里面，然后在这个村子里面呢，见到了Koma Brahmana.
And the Koma Brahmana, he wanted to leave his home, his family, his children, and just be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all the time.
那么当时呢，这位 Koma Brahmana 呢，他想要做的唯一的一件事情就是离开家，离开他的村庄，离开他的孩子，唯一要做的事情呢，就是和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在一起。
And
那么主持丹尼尔马哈巴夫说呢，这简直是这个瞎弄，那个不要这么做。
You stay home with your family and you make everyone Krishna conscious around you.
嗯，那么你呢要坐在要待在家里面和你的家人在一起，然后呢让大家都有这个 Krishna 知觉。
So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Raghunath.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就对 Raghunath 说。要有耐心。
Return to your home.
回家去。
Don't be crazy.
不要做疯狂的事情。
Gradually, you will be able to cross this ocean of material existence.
因为慢慢的呢，你就能够跨越这物质存在的海洋。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could easily say, "Yes, come with me."You are so enthusiastic to practice Krishna consciousness.
那么 Krishna 主持丹尼马哈巴布其实本来是可以跟他说，那好吧，你就跟我来吧。你是这么热情洋溢的在修行你的 Krishna 知觉。
He said, "No, don't be crazy."
但是他说不，不要做疯事。
This is too emotional.
因为这个实在是太感情用事了。
You are not thinking straight.
所以你并没有好好的去思想。
You cannot make spiritual progress just because you are enthusiastic.
你不能够因为仅仅有一份热情，所以说就能够在灵性上取得进步。
And then he says to him, Markata vairagya nakara loka dekhana yata yogya vishaya bunja anashaktahana. You should not be a show bottle. You know what is a show bottle? Don't be a pretending devotee.
所以说呢，不要让自己成为一个花瓶，然后呢，不要让自己成为一个装腔作势的奉献者。
Right? Don't be a false renunciant.
而且也不要虚假的去弃绝。
Real world.
那么所以现在呢，你就应该去享受这个物质世界。
But don't be attached to it.
但是不要让自己依附于其中。
So Prabhupada in the purport, he quotes this first line, Markata vairagya nakara loka dekhana. And he quotes these two words, Markata vairagya. And this is called the renunciation of a monkey.
这个地方呢，他就引述了 Vaikrata 和 Vairagya 这两个词。那的意思呢，就是像猴子一样的气绝。
And Prabhupada takes the example of the monkey. He says, monkeys, when you look at them, they're actually very renounced.
舍尔巴巴他这里面举了猴子的例子，也就是说，当你看这猴子的时候呢，他们是非常的气绝的。
They have no clothes.
他们不。
They don't wear any shoes.
他们也没穿鞋。
Very, very simple.
因为呢，他们过着非常简单的生活。
But they keep dozens of female monkeys around them for their enjoyment.
但是呢，他绝对的母猴，然后呢和这些母猴子们一起来享受他们的生活。
So this is called the monkey renunciation.
对呢，这个被称为叫猴子的弃绝。
You may have no material facilities, but in your mind, you are very attached to material life.
虽然说你可能没有物质的生活。
So this kind of renunciation cannot last.
所以说呢，这样的弃绝是没有办法长久的。
And Prabhupada explains there are quite a few examples like this in India of people who leave their families, who become like monks, and they go from village to village, but actually they're very attached materially.
那么舍勒帕巴就说，在印度就有很多人就是这样的，他们离开了家庭，然后呢去到别的地方，变得是非常的气绝，像是这种这个游走的僧人一样，但是呢在内心中却非常的依附于物质的事情生活。
So, now Prabhupada is going to wrap this up with some quotation from scriptures.
那然后舍勒帕巴呢现在就要从经典里面去引述一些诗节来支撑他所说的话。
So we really understand what is the meaning of renunciation.
那所以呢我们就必须要真真切切地明白弃绝到底是什么意思。
First of all, Prabhupada quotes quite a bit from the Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
那么首先呢舍勒帕巴他就从 Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 奉爱的甘露里面引述了。
He said one must accept the bare necessities of material life.
他说一个人呢应该接受物质生活中的基本所需。
One should not increase material facilities if it's not necessary.
当不需要的时候人不应该去增加他的物质的设施。
One should only accept what is necessary to help one to make spiritual progress.
人只应该去接受那些能够有助于他在灵性上取得进步的事物。
And this is not about leave home. This is how you should live at home.
但是这并不是说是关于要离家出走的问题，而是你应该以什么样的这种态度在家里面生活。
Then Prabhupada quotes another verse from the Nectar of Devotion.
然后舍勒帕巴呢又从奉爱的甘露里面引述了另外一个诗节。
And he explains that people are very eager to be liberated and renounce this world.
他说人们非常渴望着能够从这个世界解脱并且弃绝于世。
But what they do at the same time is they also give up things which are related to Krishna directly.
但是他们同样还做了一些事情，就是会去放弃一些和 Krishna 直接相连的事物。
In other words, you have a home, you have family, you have your occupation, but you think, oh, this is just Maya. But actually, these things belong to Krishna.
也就是说呢，你有家，有工作，然后呢，还有你的这个生活的这些设施，但是呢，你却要把。这个给你觉得这是 Maya， 你要把它给放弃。但事实上呢，这些全部都是 Krishna 的直接拥有的财富。
People they want to give things up because they think it belongs to them, but when it doesn't belong to you, there's nothing to give up.
那么人们想要放弃他们的原因呢，是因为他们觉得这些东西呢是属于他们自己的。但事实上呢，没有东西是属于他的，所以呢也就没什么可放弃的了。
Prabhupada used to give the example of the man who walks into a bank and he makes a public announcement. He says, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to let you know that I am renouncing this bank.
那么舍勒帕巴就给我们举了一个关于在银行里面上班的人的例子。那么这个在银行里上班的人呢，他就在外面就做出了一个宣告。他说，先生们、女士们，我现在要跟大家来宣告一下，我现在要把这个银行给放弃掉了。
But this bank was not yours to start with, so there's nothing to renounce.
但是这个银行本来就不是你的，那还有什么可放弃的呢？
On the other hand, what you have in your possession, you use it in Krishna's service. That is renunciation.
但是另外一点就是，如果你现在处在自己的一个状态下，然后你可以把你自己所处在的这种状态和拥有都能够用于对 Krishna 的服务中，那这才是真正的弃绝。
Then Prabhupada quotes another verse from Nectar of Devotion.
那么舍勒帕巴呢，又从《奉爱的甘露》里面引述了另外一个世界
，where he talks about yukta vairagya means detachment by engaging everything in Krishna's service.
那么这里面就谈到的是 Yukta Vairagya， 也就是通过把一切用于对 Krishna 的服务而弃绝。
Otherwise, if you renounce things artificially, then it is selfish and it sends gratification.
那么否则的话，如果你只是人为造作的去放弃事情的话，那么其实这是非常自私的，而且呢，也是一种感官上的享乐。
And Prabhupada is very straightforward. He said, even in the holy dhamma, you'll see people wearing dhoti, tirag, bead bag, chanting, but actually they maintain many women.
那舍尔帕帕在这里面是非常的直接的，讲到他说，就即便是在这个圣地有很多人他是看着过着这个气绝的这个生活，然后呢，带着就是涂着提拉克，穿着兜提，但他maintained with many， 但他还维系着很多和这个女人之间的这种生活。
嗯。So we have to be very reflective on these instructions and the lessons that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving to Raghunath.
所以呢，我们要非常好的去反思，去回想。主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给 Raghunath Das Goswami 做出的这些教导。
Antare nishtakara bhaye loka vyavahara achirat krishna tomaya karibe udhara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, within your heart, you should keep yourself very faithful.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 对 Raghunath Das Goswami 说，在你的内心中，你要让自己是充满了信心的。
Cultivate your Krishna consciousness in your heart.
在内心中去耕耘你的 Krishna 知觉。
Because nothing and no one can take this away from you.
因为没有人，没有任何一个东西可以把它从你身边带走。
Your daily japa.
你每天的 japa.
Your daily reading of Prabhupada's books.
每天对舍尔帕帕书籍的阅读。
Offering your food to Krishna.
为 Krishna 供奉食物。
No one can take this away from you.
没人会把这些东西从你身边带走。
This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means by within your heart, you should keep yourself very faithful.
那么这也就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所表明的，在你的内心中应该让自己充满了信心的意思所在。
I'll never forget in the early 90s when Surabhi Mataji became a devotee.In Wuhan.
那我从来都不会忘记，在九十年代初的时候，当 Surabhi Mataji 刚刚在武汉成为奉献者的时候的情景。
And she took shelter of her Guru Maharaj.
当时呢，她从她的 Guru Maharaj 那里得到了托庇。
But her parents were so strong that she could not even leave the house.
但是当时呢，她的父母亲的这个反应是非常的强烈的，所以呢，她根本就不能够从家里面出来。
And I remember visiting her.
那我还记得当时见到他的样子。
And she used to keep the Bhagavatam in a drawer, and she used to keep her japa beads in another drawer, and she would chant her rounds in the dark very early in the morning, not to disturb anybody, and she did this for years and years and years.
那么他呢，会把他的这个念珠袋放在其中的一个抽屉里面，然后呢，把圣典薄伽瓦坛放在另外一个抽屉里面，然后每天清晨特别早的时候，在黑暗中，静静的去念诵他的这个 japa， 然后不会去打扰其他的人。那么他就在这样的这种情景下，一下子过了很多年的时间。
I mean, she performed a lot of austerities.
所以呢，他是经历了很多的苦行的。
And one day, the door opened, the parents.Accepted somehow, and she began to fly in Krishna consciousness.
然后终于有一天呢，这个门呢就大敞开了。无论怎样呢，他的父母呢就接受了他。然后他就开始在 Krishna 知觉之中自由的翱翔了。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, within your heart, you should keep very faithful, and externally, you may behave like an ordinary person.
所以主持人丹江马哈巴布说呢，在你的内心中你应该让自己充满了信心，但在外面外在的表现来讲呢，你可能就像一个普通的人那样生活。
And you will see that very soon Krishna will deliver you.
而且呢，你也会看到很快 Krishna 就会来解救你。
So what does that mean very soon for us?
那么非常快，这对于我们来说意味着什么呢？
We are not Raghunath.
我们并不是 Raghunath Goswami,
but we still have responsibilities in this world.
但是我们依然在这个世界还是有一些责任的。
So we have to become attached to cultivating Krishna consciousness within our hearts when we are limited with moving materially.
所以说呢, 就是当我们在这个物质的状况是有一种限制的时候, 我们必须要让自己去依附于在内心中去培养我们的 Krishna 知觉。
So then Lord Chaitanya says, you may come to see me in Jagannath Puri after I return from Vrindavan.
所以然后主Chaitanya妈妈就对他说呢, 在我从文大门回来之后呢, 你也许能够来Jagannath Puri来见我。
Now Lord Chaitanya is not going to Vrindavan, he's going back to Puri first, then he will go to Vrindavan, then he will come back to Puri, and at that time Raghunath can come and see him.
现在主Chaitanya妈妈不并没有说要去文大门, 他要先回Jagannath Puri, 然后从Jagannath Puri再去文大门, 之后再回到Jagannath Puri, 那么在那会儿的时候呢, Raghunath Das Goswami 可以去拜见主Chaitanya妈妈了。
And he says, what...
Prabhu?
Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't hear you.
Okay. He says, you will have to find a way how you will come to me in Jagannath Puri, but Krishna will reveal, Krishna will give you the intelligence how you will do this.
然后他对这个 Raghunath Das Goswami 说呢, 就是你会找到一个方法, 你如何来 Jagannath Puri 来看望我, 那么 Krishna呢, 他会在你的内心中去揭示这个方法的。
Now, here is what Prabhupada says in the purport.
那么Srila Prabhupada在要旨里面就讲到了。
Prabhupada said, this is the key for everyone to advance in Krishna consciousness.
Srila Prabhupada 说呢, 这是所有的人在 Krishna 知觉中取得进步的关键。
One can live in society like an ordinary human being.
一个人呢, 他可以像普通人一样居住在自己的社区之中。
But at the same time, one should be very absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
就是一个人可以像普通人一样在社会中生活, 但是与此同时呢, 他又可以让自己完全地沉醉在自己的 Krishna 知觉之中。
Not to be absorbed in material things.
而不是, 沉醉在物质的事物里面。
He said if somebody engages this way, Krishna will give them all mercy.
他说当一个人他能够以这样的方式去处事的话, 那么Krishna就会把所有的仁慈都给予他。
So we have to understand this point very carefully.
所以呢我们要非常仔细地去了解这个要点。
And I remember there was one, I think it was one new devotee, one young girl. She wrote to Srila Prabhupada about her situation.
那我记得是一个新的奉献者,一个年轻的姑娘, 她给舍拉爸爸写信来描述她当时的状况。
Because she was living at home with her family and she did not know, should I move to the ashram? Should I just leave everything?
当时呢,因为她是和家人住在一起, 她呢就不知道到底是应该, 放弃一切, 住到ashram中去, 还是继续和家人住在一起。
And Prabhupada, I have the letter because, anyway, I have shared it with other devotees. Prabhupada says, no, 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 this is not our mission.
那么我有这封信, 而且呢我和别的一些奉献者也分享过这封信。 那么Srila Prabhupada他当时的回信就是说, 不不不不不不, 这可不是我们的运动的使命所在。
Prabhupada said in the letter, there is absolutely no problem with you staying at home with your family.
那么十二爸爸就说呢,你和家人住在一起是完全没有问题的。You
can chant Hare Krishna, you can offer your food to Krishna.
你可以唱诵 Hare Krishna, 你可以把你的食物供奉给 Krishna.
And you may tolerate any inconvenience.
而且呢,你也可以去容忍所有的这些不适,不方便。And
then he says, if we have people like you staying in their homes, we can spread Krishna consciousness to every town and village.
那么他说如果要是我们有像你这样的人能够留在家里面的话, 那我们就可以把 Krishna 知觉传递到所有的城市和村庄了。
Because if everybody leaves home, then the village is empty.
因为如果要是所有的人都住在家里面的话, 那我们的这个村庄就空了。
And people get no association.
那么人们就不会有联谊。
You understand, Dana Kelly?
I am not I am not follow about the last part. People live at home, then there was
My point is, if everybody leave their home to join Krishna consciousness.
Oh, okay.
Stay home, raise your children, go to work, take care of your husband, take care of your family, but cultivate Krishna consciousness.
所以说呢,就留在家里面去照顾孩子,养育孩子,照顾家人,照顾你的丈夫,该做什么做什么,但是呢,同时呢,要去培养你的Krishna知觉。
And when Lord Chaitanya said that to Raghunath Das, he was actually very relieved. It was like a big weight had been lifted.
You mean Raghunath Das, right?
Yes.
Yeah. 所以说呢，当主柴达尼马哈巴布把这个话告诉给 Raghunath Das Goswami 之后呢，他一下子就如释重负了。And
it's written here when Raghunath Das went back home, his whole mood changed, and he became very social with the family members. Raghunath Das was married to the most beautiful woman in Bengal.
所以这个里面就描述到了，当 Raghunath Das Goswami Maharaj 他回到家里面以后呢，他整个的这种态度、情绪都变了，他就开始呢和家里面能够更加的融合的一起生活。然后呢，他娶了孟加拉最美的姑娘为妻。So
he acted like a proper son, and he did all his duties. His parents, wow, they were so happy that they removed the bodyguards.
所以说呢。 他就像是一个这个非常的好的，他就和家里面和平相处，而且是一个好儿子。那当时他的父母见到他这个样子以后呢，就非常的开心，所以就把他的保镖就给撤走了。Now
I have to correct myself because I mixed two people. Raghunath Das was not married. I was thinking about Narottam Das Thakur. Sorry.
OK, 对不起啊,我现在要做一个公证,我现在把两个人给混在一起了。其实 Raghunath Das Goswami 他并没有结婚,我刚才讲的这个是 Narottam Das Thakur.
So, this is how Raghunath Das...
Das Goswami 为我们所有的人都树立了一个非常好的榜样。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. He asked permission to the devotees. Now please allow me to go back to Jagannath Puri.
那么主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢,他这会儿呢就请求所有人能够允许他回到 Jagannath Puri去。
And he told them, since I have come to you this year, you don't need to come to me to Puri for the festival.
然后主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu就对大家说呢,就是由于我呢, 这回是来拜访大家了,所以呢,大家今年呢,就不用再到这个江大普瑞来参加这个节日了。So
I'm just going back to Puri for some time, then I will go to Vrindavan, and I will come and see you again here.
所以呢,我呢,就回江大普瑞一段时间,然后呢,我就去文达文,但我从文达文出来之后呢,我还会每年都会到这儿来看望大家。And
he grabbed the lotus feet of Mother Sachi and begged for her permission to go back to Puri.
然后他就握着他的母亲Sachi妈妈的莲花足，并且祈求他能够允许他回到Jagannath Puri去。Now,
I'm going to finish by telling you what Sanatana Goswami told Lord Chaitanya.
那我现在呢，来告诉大家，这个Sanatana Goswami 告诉主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的话 来结束今天的讲课。
This was their very first meeting. So, you know, Rupa and Sanatan were actually so humble and they received so much mercy. They met the Supreme Lord.
那么这是发生在他们第一次相见的时候。那么Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatana Goswami 呢，他们非常的谦卑，他们呢也就得到了和主Chaitanya，就是至尊人格守神相见的很多的仁慈。But
they were also very highly educated.
但与此同时呢,他们又是非常的博学的。They
had top position in the government.
而且呢,他们在政府里面真的是最高的官位。
And Sanatan told Lord Chaitanya, he said, actually, this is not the way a sannyasi should travel.
那么 Sanatana Goswami 就对主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢，就是您现在旅行的这种方式不应该是一个 sannyasi 应该展现的旅行的方式。
A sannyasi should not travel with big elephants and kings and people following him and drum beating and big feast. No.
说一位 sannyasi 呢不应该旅行的时候呢有国王相伴，有大象相陪，现在还有这个鼓声雷震，那么多人都跟着，不能是这样的。
So actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed and he accepted. Sanatan Goswami said you should take the path to the forest. Don't go to the main roads.
所以说呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他是同意 Sanatana Goswami 的这个说法的，他也接受了。那么 Sanatana Goswami 呢，是建议他不要走大路，要走林间小路。
So this was an instruction, and it's amazing. The disciple gave instructions to the guru.
那么，所以这是令人非常的称奇的一件事情，因为 guru 就是这个门徒在给 guru 训示。
Okay, so we'll stop here because there are some more pastime coming up.
那我们今天讲课呢就到这儿了，因为有后面还有更多的故事发生。
Thank you very much.
非常感谢大家。
Sumukhi Mataji, thank you very much.
Sumukhi Mataji, 非常的感谢您。
Danakiri Mataji, thank you so much for translating.
Thank you very much, Prabhu.
We will, if there are any questions, we have no time now. Danakiri Mataji has to go. We will answer next week.
就如果有任何问题的话呢，我们今天这节讲课，由于我自己的时间的这个局限性，所以呢没有办法请跑步给大家来回答问题。那跑步说呢，下次给大家回答这些问题。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.
Jai.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.
Jai.
Raghunath Das Goswami ki jai.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Kashadesh Yatra ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
Hari Hari Bo. Thank you very much, Prabhu. 我爱昆塔之音，服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。我们非常非常感谢乐德场上跑步为我们非常精彩的早课的讲述，那也非常感谢 Sumukhi Mataji 为我们安排的这个平台，感谢所有的奉献者的聆听，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周三。 Hare Krishna.